This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Night with his buddy. His buddy's name was Chris Bryant. Chicago Cubs. All-star. MVP. Remember, Harper's dog's named Wrigley. Peter Gammon says that he thinks Bryce Harper's going to end up a Cub. Is there anything to see here? I don't really think that there is, neither does Danny, but we'll ask that question. We'll discuss it in about 10 minutes. Kelvin is in, I guess it's Kevin, so I added a Kelvin Benjamin L in there, in Arlington. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, Grant and Danny. Hey, let me first say that I agree with what you're saying, and that you all have laid out what would be sensible. I want to lay out a scenario that my gut tells me is in play. I think they're going to do the franchise tag for the following reasons, or it'll give them the following options. One, I think they don't want, if he decides to walk after a third franchise tag, just a third rounder's compensation. Second, I think they're still eyeing Garoppolo. Here's the deal. The Niners didn't want to play Jimmy last week. They didn't want to play him the rest of the season. Why would that be? The story is, the Shanahan offense is too difficult, this, that, or the other. I'm sure it is difficult. To me, he's an insurance policy. He's a trade chip. They still would prefer, I believe, to get Kirk in 18 if they could trade Garoppolo straight up for him than to wait another year. And I see the Redskins being the kind of team saying, Garoppolo was a second-round pick. He studied under Brady and Belichick. He's younger. He's more mobile. I could see that this is what it's setting up for. I really feel like this is a very viable thing that may happen. And I'm curious what you all think about that.
I appreciate the call, dude. I just don't know that there's our heart is set on one guy that hasn't done it yet. And that's the solution. Does that make any sense? The idea of Garoppolo is very sexy. People are turned on by it.
Well, I think the Redskins would rather Garoppolo at $18 million and get a deal done right away, kind of quote-unquote learning from the Cousins mistake.
Then Cousins at 34.
Then Cousins at 30-whatever. Mm-hmm. I believe that. Now, does that mean that it's realistic that you could get a deal in place with him and trade him? No. Here's the other thing you're forgetting. The Redskins do not want him and Kyle Shanahan together. They just don't. Because they are afraid that if that works out, they're going to look terrible. They hate losing out on transactions. They have to win their deals. Dan Snyder, Bruce Allen both feel that way. And I think they also would, more than anything else, I think they'd rather overpay Kirk Cousins and be 8-8 for a couple years than have Kirk Cousins go to San Francisco and win a Super Bowl with Kyle Shanahan. I really believe that. Let's go to Kyle in Fairfax. What's up, man?
Hey, Kyle.
Kyle?
Hey, Kyle.
It's not going to do it.
You get nothing, Kyle.
Appreciate the call.
No
Thank
time.
You, buddy. Hey, I pulled up the George Washington University individual career batting records.
Why'd you do that?
Well, we were just talking about something during the break. I don't remember what it was.
Something about UVA.
No,
Why?
We were talking about you and one of your youth teammates, but then I started talking about, are you better than Shooter Star?
So
there was a bunch of stuff happening.
So what we were talking about is how this is not a big deal that Chris Bryant and Bryce Harper hang out.
Yes.
Because, as I said, if my Little League teammate, and he was one of my best buddies at the time. And Dan Boyle, who played college baseball at Temple.
I believe he was also in Mystic River.
I couldn't tell you, one way or the other.
Have you seen the movie Mystic River?
I have not.
You haven't?
No.
You're kidding me.
No. Isn't Dan Boyle the director?
Dan Boyle's a character in that movie, I think.
So if Dan Boyle and I had made the major leagues, we'd probably do stuff together. Even if I played in L.A. and he's playing in Seattle, we'd still probably hang out at home and go to Capitals games. Like, it'd be an awesome thing. I take nothing out of that. So then we started kicking it around about various names and different recruiting processes and something like that, which somehow led you to start looking up stats.
Right. I like stats. I get a little steamed up for Danny Ruye on the all-time list.
No.
Guy, do you know where you rank on the most games played in George Washington baseball history?
I do not.
Take a guess.
At one point, it was pretty high. I think they've had better players since me. I'll say 10th.
12th all-time.
There you go.
Okay. How about this? Most doubles in school history. Danny Ruye.
At one point, I was second when I graduated or finished playing. I would say it's much lower now, probably 5th, 6th.
third all-time in doubles at the George Washington University.
There you go.
Most at-bats all-time, Dan Ruye, where do you think you rank?
Seventh, eighth?
Ninth.
There you go.
Home runs, 36 career homers, seventh on the all-time list, Danny.
Yeah, lower now than, again, when I graduated.
Most runs scored?
I'd say 15th.
Seventh all-time.
Seventh all-time, is that right?
Seventh in runs scored.
How about that?
There's a guy who pummeled some records here, Mike Bassett.
Yep. Was a,
who was that guy?
He was a stud. Reds draft pick.
Apparently.
He mashed. So I when I left, I had the RBI record, and he beat it like the first week into the season.
As far as most hits all-time at the George Washington University, where do you think you rank?
Just outside the top 10, I think.
How about eighth?
Is that right?
How about eighth for Danny Ruye?
There you go.
How's this feel? This is fun, right?
I'm having an okay time.
Total bases. Where you rank?
I was high at one point. I'm lower now. Probably same thing. Just outside the top 10. I'm going to say 11.
Fifth all time?
Fifth?
414 total bases.
Look at your pal.
The George Washington University.
Look at your buddy.
Proud of you, guy.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to look for, are you in the batting average list or
no? No. There were some guys that were.
Okay.
Because there's like times in the 80s where dudes were hitting 500. Greg Ritchie, the coach there now, was a 500 hitter. A bunch of guys in the fours. I never approached that.
You sleep on Greg Ritchie. You don't know about him.
Dude, he was a stud. He was a hitting coach
Greg
for the
Ritchie's
Pittsburgh Pirates.
One of my, you know, Joe that doesn't eat bread?
Yeah.
It's like one of his good pals.
Fat Joey, yeah.
They run programs together in Fredericksburg.
Greg Ritchie knows baseball, too.
Lastly, most runs batted in all time, George Washington University. Where does Dan Ruye rank?
I retired the career leader. Now, Mike Bassett superseded me. I think two more people have. I want to say I'm fourth.
You were third all
third.
Time.
Oh, here we go.
Well done.
Yeah. I can't get any calls for the old GW Athletic Hall of Fame. That doesn't seem to happen. Nobody seems to be interested in that.
Is that a sour subject?
It's not, because I've long since forgotten about it. My buddy Matt Krimmel.
Should you be in the GW Hall of Fame?
Honestly, it's borderline.
It seems to me like you are one of the 10 best hitters in GW history.
Yeah, it's borderline. I would honestly say I probably should be out, but there are guys that should be in that aren't. That I played with, who were great players.
What about a number retiring?
No, you wouldn't want to retire the old 1-4.
You wouldn't?
No, I keep that one.
You should definitely be in the Hall of Fame.
Honestly, we
could start a movement.
No, we don't need to do that. That's a waste of time and energy. Let's start a movement to sign the quarterback before we do anything about me and the George Washington University.
Well,
they just don't care that I went there, and I wish they did.
I just would like to say that. Not that I didn't think you were a good baseball player. I'm impressed by some of your all-time rankings.
Oh, that's nice of you. They really should. I mean, oh, here's all I've wanted. All I ever want is for someone to be like, not grateful. That's not the right word. But like, just to appreciate that, A, I went to the school.
I'm appreciating.
No, I'm not saying you. You've done nothing wrong here. You
okay.
are. You did everything correct. In fact, you probably did something wrong by even bringing this up, because no one cares about it.
Yeah.
But I want GW to just, hey, we acknowledge. Hey, this guy went here. Or... like, I go to a restaurant all the time. It's like, hey, thanks for coming in. Like, here's a soda. Just something that says we appreciate your patronage. We appreciate that I spent
just
so many thousands of dollars
a little something.
On my political science education, which I'm currently using every day.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Do you care that Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant are hanging out at a Vegas Knights game? We'll discuss next on G&D.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.